Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. It's expected the House of Representatives today will vote on a measure targeting TikTok's Chinese ownership.
Backers of the bill say they fear China might use the immensely popular app to steal Americans' data and shape the country's discourse. The bill would give owner ByteDance 6 months to sell TikTok or face an app store ban. There's been aggressive lobbying by the company and its users against the measure, and former President Trump has hinted he's not in favor, saying a TikTok ban would embolden the founder of Facebook. If the bill passes the House, its path in the Senate is uncertain.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Biden and Donald Trump are now the presumptive nominees of their respective parties after primary wins Tuesday in Washington State, Mississippi, and Georgia. It's Ukraine's biggest drone assault on Russia in more than 2 years. Kyiv not saying how many it fired, but the Russians say they shot down 58. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly lower, April down 10 to 1582, May up 1 to 1635, June down 5 to 1708, July down 11 at 1766. Cheese markets, barrels down 4 to 142, 40-pound blocks steady at 143.5, 4 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 3 to 283 and a quarter, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 117, 1 trade. Dry whey up a half to 42 even. And no trades on the day. The livestock market was higher as traders were attracted back into the market as pork cutout values and boxed beef prices move higher, even though no cash cattle trade has actually developed yet this week. April live cattle up 65 cents to 188.25. March feeder cattle up 72 cents to 248.97. April hogs up 207 to 85.35. Corn markets were flat flat on the day as the corn crop planting for the second crop in Brazil continues, but have been somewhat of a reduction in the potential production. Soybeans mostly higher as, again, the Brazilian estimates for Brazil's soybean production edging lower, and that helping to support the soybean prices. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they were slightly lower as the plains will see warm temperatures short term, even though the dollar remained at the lower end of the trading range. March corn up 3/4 to 429. New crop steady at 472 and 3/4. March beans up 17 to 1182. New crop up 14.5 to 1187 and 1/4. March soybean meal down 330 to 333.80. March soybean oil up $1.18 to 47.23. Chicago wheat March down 2 to 535.5. May up 1/4 to 547.5. Minneapolis wheat March down 6 3/4 to 660.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or being threatened by the IRS that your wages are about to be garnished or bank accounts are going to be levied? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has professionals ready to fight for you. Their enrolled agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs have saved millions of dollars for taxpayers just like you. They won't just resolve your tax problems. They'll most importantly protect your wages, bank accounts, and all your assets from being taken by the IRS. Call for a free consultation. 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. Or go to allies-tax-relief.com.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. It's still going to be mild, though. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, rain likely, especially after midnight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, 49 the high. We could get 1/4 to a half inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Piece of my heart now, baby.
Just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stop. Get their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight train, short chain, by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's alright, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day, but only God knows where I if you ever stop loving me. I need you, gotta have you in my life, by my side. Every day I'm alive, every night that I'm breathing, I need you.
Plum City Wolves, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. And girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't
ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tim McGraw down on the farm here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid to upper 30s today. Another nice day today. Some much needed rain is on the way, and we're going to have cooler temperatures. It's going to go back to feeling more like March. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast as well this morning. Also coming up this morning, we're going to be chatting with Dylan Bruce. He is and his wife own a vegetable seed farm in Wisconsin. They're Wisconsin Farmers Union members. Their seed farm is by Ferryville. And I had a chance to talk with Dylan during the NFU convention this past weekend. And we're going to learn some interesting things about growing vegetable seeds, much different than growing corn and soybean seeds for sale and things like that. So we're going to talk with Dylan about that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. New technologies are making farmers more efficient. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The last 10 years of technology has provided farmers with a revolution of tools to help them be more efficient and make decisions. Speaking at Commodity Classic last week, former Farm Service Agency Director Richard Fordyce, who is a Northwest Missouri farmer, says it all allows for better farm management.
There's a lot of software now that is helping farmers make decisions. It's allowing for better management of farms. I spent about a half an hour talking to one of the drone providers on the third level of the trade show. And just the technology now that's employed in these drones, right? So they're deploying these drones to go out. When it used to be, the drones would maybe treat a problem area in a field, right? Because the capacity just wasn't there. Well, now these drones, they're deploying multiple drones. When that drone operator gets to the field, they already have basically the prescription for that field. And these things are just doing this all on their own. I mean, you got to stop and put a new battery in them and put the product in the tank. But just to think about where we've come just from a drone technology standpoint, and the drones are cool, right? Like, those are cool. But what is even, to me, is even neater is the software that supports that.
Fordyce says growers now know more about what's going on in their fields.
And we can use some historical data to help support decisions. We can use real-time data to help us adjust during the growing season or maybe at the beginning of the growing season. We can see what's happening out in that field as the growing season is happening and react or respond to things that might need to be done during the growing season. We wouldn't even think about doing that at the level of precision that we do it today. There are some companies, several companies, that have offerings that are actually doing precision post fertilizer application. I mean, that's just amazing. And, you know, that's a game changer, really.
And data collection has come a long way.
My hope is we get to a point, you know, just from the FSA side, that as a farmer is planting his or her field and that data is being captured in that system as going to the cloud, all you have to do is just give Farm Service Agency permission to go retrieve that data. So I used to explain this, like when you're out there planting, you're planting your crop and you're also completing an acreage report as you're doing that. I don't think we're quite there yet, but farmers, and we got to be perfectly clear about this, farmers own that data. It's up to farmers who they share it with. But that data, especially, you know, if you've been doing precision ag and you're at kind of some of the higher levels of technology, you really own some really valuable data. It's important and it's valuable to you as a producer to make adjustments and do the very best you can throughout the growing season. But it's also important data for the folks that you partner with.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. It's still going to be mild, though. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, rain likely, especially after midnight. Our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. 49 the high. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then
If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S. If this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton and Austin here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. We have temperatures in the low to mid 30s across the region this morning. Well, UW Extension's Water Quality Program hosted a biweekly webinar series earlier this year on important factors impacting ground and surface water quality. Now, the seminars, one was Optimizing Nitrogen Use and Reducing Nitrate Leaching, Wisconsin's Karst Landscapes and Impacts on Water Quality, Soil Health Practice Impacts on Phosphorus Pools and Availability, and Grazing and Water Quality Lessons Learned from the Edge of the Field Research. Well, all of those webinars now are on the Extension website, and you can now watch them at your convenience. Just go to agwater.extension.wisc.edu. That's agwater.extension.wisc.edu. Need that address again? Give us a call here at the station or contact your local Extension office. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Since 1840, the USDA has been tracking and reporting changes to American agriculture through the Census of Agriculture. And the most recent, covering the years 2017 to 2022, was released recently. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done, because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Every 5 years, officials at the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service send out surveys to farmers all across America with a series of questions designed to help understand the major changes impacting the world of production agriculture. And those results are published as the Census of Agriculture. Hubert Hamer, who has served as the administrator of the National Agricultural Statistics Service since 2016, announced the results and expressed satisfaction in providing the congressionally mandated report. One thing the census confirmed was the ongoing consolidation in production agriculture. This year's census found 7% fewer farms than the 2017 report, but the average acreage farmed continued to climb, hitting 463 acres this year. 39% of all U.S. land is used for farm purposes. That's down slightly from the last census. In addition to consolidation, another long-time trend is still in place. That's the aging of the American farmer. Data shows the average farmer is 58.1 years old. That's about 6 months older than the prior census. And beginning farmers average 47.1 years old. Interestingly, the data also showed that about 9% of farmers were under the age of 35, but the farms managed by younger producers tended to be bigger in both acreage and in sales. Whatever age they are, those farmers are likely part of a family farm operation, which still constitute 95% of all U.S. farms. And family-run farms manage 84% of the farmland in this country. On that farmland, 32% of it is used for grain and oilseed production, with another 40% used to raise cattle. Internet issues are still a concern for rural Americans, though it does seem to be improving. As the census reported, 79% of farmers have access to internet at home, compared with 75% 5 years ago. I'll be back with more data on the farmer of 2024 after this.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Yes, and according to the most recent census of agriculture from the USDA, farms with sales over $1 million or more comprised 6% of all farm operations, while utilizing 31% of all farm land and accounting for over 75% of all ag sales. While farms with less than $50,000 in annual sales make up 74% of farms and 2% of all ag sales. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel has been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 866-95-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price, starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start on their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timelines. Be ready to build this spring. 866-957-8335.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
But there go your paralyzing while there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say. There go the games I wanted to play. There goes my heart falling for you. Yeah, there go your paralyzing eyes. There goes your tantalizing smile. There goes my heart falling for you. Yeah, there goes my heart falling for you.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. UW-Madison has announced 10 projects that have been selected to receive the 2024 Wisconsin Idea Collaboration Grants. This year's projects engage 9 UW schools and colleges. Research topics include the economic benefits of broadband, water quality, PFAS, and more. Now, the grants are a collaboration of Extension and the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research. Now in its third year, the grants invest in the Wisconsin Idea by encouraging UW-Madison faculty and staff who have not historically partnered with Extension to engage in applied research and outreach. delegates to the National Farmers Union's 122nd anniversary convention casted a unanimous ballot to reelect Rob LaRue and Jeff Kipley as the organization's president and vice president, respectively. Each will serve another two-year term. As NFU president, LaRue has overseen 4 years of consecutive membership growth since his election in 2020, as well as the development and execution of NFU's Fairness for Farmers campaign that has successfully brought public awareness to the unhealthy levels of corporate consolidation in the agriculture industry. Before his time as president of NFU, LaRue worked in Congress and at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and served as 4 years as the NFU's Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Communications from 2016 to 2020. The United States Cattlemen's Association is calling USDA's final voluntary product of the USA rule a victory. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the rule Monday at the National Farmers Union's convention. USCA has worked to clarify years of confusion at the consumer level regarding the labeling of U.S. beef products. Starting in 2017, USCA's Director Emeritus Leo McDonald led a nationwide fundraising effort of cattle producers nationwide that initiated federal rulemaking to close the loophole created by the 2015 repeal of mandatory country of origin labeling. The final rule announced Monday follows a request made by the USCA in a petition for rulemaking submitted to USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service in 2019. McDonald stated this announcement takes the necessary steps to bring back truth in labeling. California in 2023 set a new E85 sales record. Growth Energy welcomed the new California Air Resources Board data this week. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said Californians used more E85 than ever last year, a fact that demonstrates how enthusiastic consumers are about the higher biofuel blends. Score encouraged policymakers to take note of the rise of E85 in California and to find ways to lower consumer costs by increasing biofuel share of the American fuel tank. However, Score also called on California to fast-track approval of E15. California is the only state in the United States that does not approve E15 for sale. Still, fuel retailers in the state have taken steps to sell more E85 to California drivers. In 2022, farm establishments received 24.1 cents for each dollar spent on food at home and 3.6 cents for each dollar spent on food away from home. These amounts, called farm shares, highlight the different paths that food takes from farms to consumers' point of purchase. That, according to USDA's Economic Research Service, food at home dollars include food purchases from outlets such as grocery stores, supermarkets, and wholesale clubs that are meant to be prepared at home. Food away from home dollars include food purchases at restaurants, including delivery and carryout, and other venues where food is eaten on the premises. The remainder of each food dollar makes up the marketing share, which is the total value of processing, transportation, retailing, and other activities that get food from farm operations to the point of purchase for consumers. In 2022, the marketing share was 75.9 cents per food at home dollar and 96.4 cents per food away from home dollar. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. It's still going to be mild, though. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, rain likely, especially after midnight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, 49 the high. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls.
Chasing, keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking
that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles that lay ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man. But you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew